Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We are on the edge of the SOAR Student Ministry Conference beginning. I've been to many SOARs, and one of my favorite memories and the way it has impacted me is watching thousands of students get together and worship. It reminds me of what it's going to be like in heaven one day when people from every tribe, tongue, and language gather together to worship. But I don't want you just to hear my story. I want you to hear other people's stories as well of how SOAR has made an impact on their lives.
Good morning. My name is Casey Cole, and I'm excited today to tell you a little bit about why I love SOAR. As a high school student and a youth, it was just a fun time to travel with my friends. We had worked all year to fundraise, and it was a great opportunity to travel with my church, Midway First Baptist, and join in with worship and praise with students from all over the country. I can always remember it was a special moment when you heard the voices of everyone lifted in praise, and you didn't know the people, but the one thing you had in common was faith in the Lord, and that was always really special. As a college student, I took the opportunity to be a part of the college team, and that really put me out of my comfort zone in a lot of ways and helped me to grow spiritually and really encouraged me to become active in my campus ministry as a university student. So SOAR is definitely something I look back on with fond memories, and I hope that you all have a wonderful time this year at SOAR.
I want to encourage you to pray for the SOAR conference today. Pray for those that will be speaking at the SOAR conference. Andy Comer will be preaching. Pray for those that will be leading in worship. And pray for the students who will be there to receive from God's Word. Also today, remember Jeremy Hambrice and his family, one of our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And remember the Marwari Life Word broadcast in India and Pakistan.